Hey, everybody. Welcome to Midwife Moments. My name is Portia Wilkins and I am your purpose midwife. Today, we're going to be talking about jealousy justified. Jealousy justified. I'm going to share some truth, some transparency and all of that good stuff so that we can really break free of the feeling that we may get sometimes of someone else's progression, making us think or believe that we're less than or that we're not progressing. We're going to get into all of that. But before we do, let's do a little housekeeping. Number one, let me know where you're watching from, what city, state, country. Put it in the comments. Let me know. And then the next thing I want you to do is share this video. Share this message with a girlfriend. Share this message with a coworker. Share this message with a family member, somebody that you love and you care for, because we're going to break some things that have been holding us back, right? And so I want to make sure we get that message out to as many people as possible. You hear me say I'm a purpose midwife. Like, what is that? What does that mean? Well, you think about it. Natural midwives show up after a woman gets pregnant. Typically, a woman will go to a midwife center or a birthing center, something like that, to connect with a midwife to assist them through the process of pregnancy and delivery. Her whole role is to help that mother prepare for delivery. Typically, this is a natural birth without, you know, hospitals and things like that, or water birth or things like that. You've seen people do that. That's a natural midwife. I'm a purpose midwife. My assignment is pre-pregnancy and it focuses on the supernatural. My goal is to assist you when your faith, your confidence, and your belief in conceiving at all is either low or non-existent. Okay, you have been trying to get pregnant. You've never seen a positive pregnancy test, maybe for 5 years, like for me. Maybe you have fibroids. Maybe you have had pregnancies, but they were ectopic. Maybe there's endometriosis involved. Maybe there's something wrong with your fallopian tube or other kind of things that are happening that get in the way of a woman being able to conceive. And so what happens is when you can't do as a woman what you are naturally born to do, it messes with your head. It messes with your head big time. And so it creates a lot of feelings and a lot of emotions that really can just mess up your whole flow and how you operate in life. And so while my assignment in this season is on women who desire to conceive a child, I want you guys to understand something. The baby is a metaphor for your purpose baby. So maybe you don't want a child, but you do want to birth a business, or you do want to birth this idea or this book or this audio program, this course or this whatever it is, or this marriage. Okay, you're single and you want to attract a husband. Whatever that promise from God is that you want, the principles that we're going to be talking about on Midwife Moments and anything else that I do are going to apply to you as well. So don't think you're left out because you don't want to have a baby right now. It's for you too, okay? Because we're talking about birth and purpose, whether it's a purpose baby, physically a child, or it's a purpose baby as far as a vision is concerned. We're going to get into all of that. So thank you guys so much for joining today. I won't be before you long, but do me a big favor again. Let me know in the comments where you're watching from. Also share and tag this video because we want to be able to get this message out to as many people as possible. Get some good news out there. There's a lot of negative going on right now in the world. We need to flood our ear gates and our eye gates with things that are conducive to us living that prosperous life that is promised to us in the Word of God. So we're going to be getting started here in about 30 seconds. Share this video and we'll rock then. So I compiled my testimony of my supernatural pregnancy in a 3-part docuseries, and I put that on our website, straighttalkwomantalk.com. You have to watch it. Listen, it is one of those things that just pulls back the layers. I was really transparent with my five-year journey on conceiving. I talked about how God miraculously healed me of my fibroids. Come on, that is a plague in the Black community for women. We are dealing with so much, and I truly believe it is an assignment from the enemy to destroy who it is that we're giving birth to. I mean, it's just so much into that. So God miraculously removed my fibroids. He miraculously removed the lump that was in my breast. Hello. He also opened up my cervix, which was still shut, okay? And on top of that, he just completely changed my whole perspective on how he operates and orchestrates things supernaturally. And so God did so much for me. And he told me, he said, daughter, I want you to put this on video, right? And what I want you to do is get it out there to the masses. But I want you to understand, the way that I'm orchestrating this for you is that just by watching it, just by you watching it, people are going to get healing. There are going to be miracles and deliverance just from people watching it. God said, I'm going to send the people, they're going to watch it, and this is what's going to happen. And so I did it. I did it within like a week's time, knocked it out, put it on the website. It's a three-part series. I took 5 years, consolidated into three videos. It's under 2 hours, so you'll be able to still go on about your day, but make sure you head to the website, straighttalkwomantalk.com, and watch that as soon as you can. I'm telling you, the testimonies that I've been getting from people, it's mind-blowing. There's folks who desire a child that it resonates with. There's people who don't want a child but want to birth a vision that it resonates with as well. So if you have not watched my three-part docuseries, head on over to the website and watch it too, okay? But then also, I wrote a book. I wrote a book in the midst of all of everything else. I documented the journey along the way, and there was just so much I couldn't put into the docuseries that God told me to put into a book, in addition to my prayer strategy. I was very strategic in how I communicated with God to get my promise from heaven and into my life. And I'm telling you right now, principles are laws. They're not subject to emotion or condition. It doesn't matter how you feel about gravity. It's a law. If you jump, you're going to hit the ground. Period, point blank, end of story, okay? And so it is with the Word of God. It is a book of principles that if you practice them, if you practice His principles, you can participate in His promises. And so I go down literally line on them, like verbatim, what I said and what I did and just how I was operating to attract the miracle son that I have in my life. So much so, his name is Aiden Nkwachi. Nkwachi is Igbo, which is Nigerian. That means God's promise. Okay. I just had to put it in there. Like, you are God's promise to me. God kept his word, my daily reminder of it. So the book is available right now for pre-order. All right. So watch the docuseries, order the book that's there. And one more thing I got going on, guys, there's a lot more stuff coming, but this right here, I'm so excited about, just as everything else. But this right here, I miss coming together. I don't know about you guys, but I miss coming together. I went on maternity leave the moment I found out I was pregnant. God had me resting from ministry long before then as well. So to get back into the flow of things for me is just really exuberating right now. And he is just downloading like crazy. And so he said, let's come together. And I love small groups. I love being able to really roll up my sleeves so we can pull back the layers. Big events are great. I love those too, because they light your fire. But for me, I like to work. You know what I'm saying? I like to get into the nooks and crannies to figure out what's really behind the thought, what's really behind the words that you're speaking to yourself, and what has you where you are right now. And so we're going to be getting together in Houston. Okay. It's called Convo Concept, Conversations on Conception, Conversations on Conceiving Your Promises from God. And listen, these are going to be small group sessions. God said, go to the people. And so that's what I'm going to do. We're going to go to the north, south, east, and west of Houston. So if you live on the west side, you don't have to worry about driving all the way over here. If you live in Galveston, you don't have to worry about driving to the Galleria area. I'm going to do my part to get as close to you as possible so that the excuse of driving or whatever is eliminated. But then also just to make it another place for you to feel safe, comfortable, and loved. Because, man, listen, the fertility journey is tough, okay? I was going through hell throughout the whole process. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, jealousy justified. But I felt like I was going through so much just turmoil along the way. And I felt alone. I was like, where are the people who really understand what I'm going through? Like, I had people in my life who had conceived children with no problem. They didn't get it. And there's just a certain type of nurturing and care that is required when a woman is going through this process. And so God has connected me with so many women who've gone through different types of journeys of fertility, miscarriages, giving birth to stillborns. Like, there's just so many things that have been happening for a lot of women that in the Black community, we just don't talk about, okay? And that's what happened with me. I felt like I was alone when I found out I had fibroids, and then come to find out my mother and my aunt had them as well, but nobody was talking about it. And I know we grew up in a community where it says, you know, what goes on in this house stays in this house, but that has created a generational baggage that we have been carrying over the years. It has created a culture of silent suffering, whereas women are going through, and Black women are always supposed to be strong and powerful and all of that. And, you know, I'm perceived to be that as well. And I am, but there are times where you just need that love and support. And when it's not there, it's really obvious and it hurts. And so I wanted to create a culture, an environment with my ministry that embraces that woman through the process. Since I understand how you feel, I know the process of going through and trying and getting a negative pregnancy test after negative pregnancy test, month after month after month after month, while also, hello, being a wife, while also running a business, while also working your job, while also serving in your ministry, while also, you know, trying to write this, a book, or trying to do this coaching program, or trying to be an entrepreneur, like while also going to school to finish your degree or advance your education. Life does not stop because you're trying to have a baby. It doesn't stop. It keeps going. So now you have to figure out, how do I deal with all of this and get what I need so that I feel, have the energy, man, to try again another month. And so that's my whole vision. My whole goal is to create that culture for women to be for you what I didn't have myself. And so when we come together with these conversations on conception, listen, I want you to really understand, we are going to dive deep. We're going to peel back those layers. Everything is going to be grounded in the Word of God, but it's going to be some real talk in there. Real talk, so that we can really get to the root of what's happening. So check out the website, okay? Comfoconcept.com. All the details are going to be there. Registration is free, y'all. It's free. I'm not even charging you to come. Just show up. It's going to be small groups, so it's not going to be a big crowd, because again, I want to be able to focus on that woman's individual attention, give her what she needs, that specialty that I didn't have coming up in my journey over the last 5 years of trying to conceive. So just know that, but yet and still, you got to register, okay? You got to register so I can prepare, because I got so many things that I'm going to be doing, and then I'm not going to tell y'all what else, but it's a lot. I'm just excited. So yeah, that's my housekeeping. Those are my announcements. So straighttalkwomantalk.com is the website. You can go there and see everything. You can watch the docuseries. You can pre-order the book. It's called You're Not Infertile, You're Just Not in Timing. Okay, God's time versus our time. And then also you can register for the event, Convo Concept. That will be every Saturday in the month of October. Okay. Okay. But listen, let's dive into this lesson. It's going to be quick, and get your notes, get your pens, your paper, and all of that. If you're watching the replay, put a 2 in the comment. Let me know this is a replay. If you're watching me live, press number 1. Make sure you let me know where you're watching from, and also share this message with a sister that you love and that you care for. All right. Jealousy justified. What is that? So everything that I'm sharing is going to come from my personal experience and things that I've encountered along the way. But what does jealousy actually mean? Jealousy is defined as a feeling or showing envy of someone or their achievements and advantages. Feeling or showing unhappy or angry and a desire to have what someone else has. Hostile toward a rival or one believed to enjoy an advantage. You are hostile, angry, envious, upset, mad, frustrated. In your feelings is what we call it nowadays, right? When somebody else is doing something that you want to do or has something that you have. The Bible says in James chapter 3, verse 15 through 16 in the Amplified Version that this superficial wisdom is not that which comes from above, but it's earthly, secular, fleshly. It's in you, your flesh. It's natural. It's unspiritual, even demonic. Okay. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder, there is unrest, there is rebellion, and every evil thing and morally degrading practice. Jealousy is bad. It's real bad. But how is it justified, P? Like, what's up, Portia? You talking about jealousy justified? There's no justification in this. I'm going to get there. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 through 21 says that the works of the flesh are evident. And there's a list of all the works of the flesh. You got adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, hello, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, okay? All of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you time in the past, that those who practice these things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So if you're a jealous person, you're not going to inherit the kingdom. Man, that's heavy. So how is it justified? Here's the deal. Human response is rooted in bitterness when it comes to jealousy. It's a human response. It's something that comes up in us all. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how much time you have to live your life and do whatever with whoever. I don't care what kind of car you drive, what kind of house you have. Everybody wants something they don't yet have. Everybody. If you're honest with yourself, okay? I didn't have a child that I gave birth to and I wanted one of my own. That is a true feeling. That was a fact. And when I saw women giving birth to their babies before I did, especially if it was a woman that I prayed for, that I consulted, that I loved on, that I knew, that I communicated with, I had jealousy in my heart. It would rise up in me. It wasn't aggressive. But it was enough for me to recognize that it was there. It was one of those, well, what about me? Or I want that too. It was like that. You know, maybe you want a husband. You want the family, you all of that. So when you see people post pictures of it, maybe when you see me post picture of me and my husband and our family, you get in your feelings. They're not really happy. This is just on Facebook. Now, I will tell you, Facebook is not always real life. Just know that. But nonetheless, there's things that the people would create movies in their minds about what they perceive your life or whatever to be. And next thing you know, they've casted you for a role that you didn't even audition for. And that's what jealousy does. It puts people in these roles in your mind that they don't even know that they are a part of. They don't even know you think that way or that you feel that way. And maybe you don't even recognize it yourself. Maybe now just listening to this, you realize, man, when she told me that she got a new car, and I said, congratulations. That wasn't authentic. It wasn't real. Maybe I was low-key jealous. Or maybe if, you know, they told me they were starting a new business and being able to walk away from their job and do their business and their career, their new entrepreneurial endeavor full time. And what they said yes to, I said no to. So I got to stay in my job. And so now, whatever, she's not going to succeed. She's going to be back working at a job anyway. Can we be honest? Can we be honest? Tell the truth. If you've ever done that or thought that, or you know people who've done and thought that of you. Listen, if somebody steps out on faith to do something major and you sitting there being petty, taking shots. I know. I guess it's all right. Or acting like you don't even know that it happened when normally you would communicate with that person. Jealousy, guys. It's there. it rises up in us all at different points and times of our life based on what season that we're in compared to the season of those people that are around us. It happens. It's a human response. That is the justification for it, because it is a human experience. So while we are justified in our feelings, I want you to understand something and write this down for your notes. Put it in the comments. The longer you hold on to your justification, the sooner it becomes your excuse. The longer you hold on to your justification, the sooner it becomes your excuse. So let's look at what the definition of justified means. It means to show or prove to be right or reasonable. Okay, that's justified. I have proven that this is right or reasonable. It is right and reasonable that I want a child and I have feelings negatively because they've done it before I have. It is right, reasonable, it is human, it is normal that I have had these feelings, that they're able to go out, be entrepreneurs, live their life the way that they want to, and I still gotta work this job. And it's not even looking at each other, much less meeting, and they're, you know, doing all these great things, right? It's justified. But excuse, the longer you hold on to that justification, yes, that happening creates a valid emotion for you. The sooner it becomes an excuse. An excuse is an attempt to lessen the blame or attaching a fault or offense, to condone, to discount, to disregard, to gloss over, to ignore, to overlook, and to overpass. The more you justify something, the sooner you begin to condone the negative behavior. The sooner you become to discount, the sooner you disregard, the sooner you gloss over, the sooner you ignore, the sooner you overlook, the sooner you overpass on what that person is doing that is positive and exciting for them, that you just can't find it in your heart to celebrate. So you sitting at home in your feelings. You're just there because you opted to justify and hold on to that justification for so long that you now created an excuse is, well, I guess it ain't for everybody. I guess it's not for me. She acting funny. Look at her. No, she's not acting funny. She's focused on the purpose work that God has called her to do. Stop confusing people's focus on other things of acting funny towards you, because I promise you, they're not even thinking about you. They are focused on what they've been called to do. And chances are, if you just had a conversation, you would know that. Okay? But jealousy, again, creating that movie, got you thinking and feeling some kind of way. Okay? They're not acting funny. Guess what? You are. You the one acting funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I know that's a tough pill to swallow, but crush it up, do what you got to do, dissolve it in some water, take it to the head, whatever. Get that in your system and know that you being jealous, let's go back to the top, bro. Like, what is the word says? It's a fleshly thing. You're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Being jealous is on the same level as adultery. It's on the same level as fornication. It's on the same level of sorcery, hatred, contentions, idolatry. It's on the same level as all of that. So while you thinking you are holier than thou because you support people at your job, or you serve at your church, or you pray every day, or you fast every month, or you do all these kingdom things and you think you are above reproach on this. No, boo boo, you missing a mark too. You're not perfect. You got jealousy in your heart. You need to check that and correct that. I know it's tough. I know nobody wants to hear that about themselves, but guess what? That's where change happens. That's where it occurs. When somebody has the courage to tell you the truth. I saw a post on Facebook. My kingdom sister, Dr. Kimberly Ellison, she shared it, and happy belated birthday to you, boo. She just wrote a book, as well, for her birthday. She actually publishes books and things like that. Sparkle Publishing is the name of her business. She's incredible. Like, she's the truth, man. And she does a lot of straight talk, kingdom talk. And she shared a post that said, speak truth even if it fills the room or clears it out. It was something like that, where like you just say what the truth is, say what it's going to be, and either it's going to clear the room or it's going to fill it up. One or the other. It's going to clear the room of all the people who are offended, who can't handle the truth, who can't handle it delivered the way that it was delivered, or it's going to fill it up with people who receive it. People who say, you know what? I like that. You know what? I can get with that truth. Yes, I know it ain't, you know, it didn't feel good in that moment when you said it, but now that I think about it, let me do better. Let me get right, okay? And so listen, if that's you, you need to recognize, you need to repent, because you're not gonna inherit the kingdom of God being petty. You're not gonna prosper being petty. Listen, we all have petty moments, okay? Everybody has a moment where they are past the petty, okay? Negative Nancy, Bishop Burden, you know, whatever. Everybody has a moment where they are like that, okay? But again, you may be justified in that moment for doing that or feeling that way. But the longer you hold on to that justification, the sooner it becomes your excuse, and that excuse is going to keep you from inheriting the kingdom of God. So what do you do? What do you do when you can't get jealousy out of your heart? How do you process that? How do you move on? How did I move on from being in my feelings, jealous, insecure, doubting God, doubting myself, my abilities, questioning myself as a woman, all of those things? How did I get through all of that to now being empowered, being bold, being excited, even before my son was put in my womb, before I got pregnant? Everything shifted for me. And that's the key. It shifted first, then it happened. I shifted first, then the promise came. And you got to shift. What do? You got to reprogram yourself. Cancel all the negative and replace it with a positive. You thought I was going to say something else, right? That you haven't heard before from whoever is in the personal development, right? You got all these gurus on the internet. Somebody else has said this before. And you're like, it's legit, y'all. It's real. It's the corny stuff, and it actually works. You can create a whole human by doing it. I'm proof, okay? You've got to start practicing those principles in order to participate in God's promises, and that's part of his principles. Listen, you got to change your mentality, change what you say, change how you think, change how you feel. The Bible says, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, it says, finally, believers, that is you. That is me, that is we, that is us, okay? Finally, believers, whatever is true, because what's not true is the root of your jealousy. That's not true. That's the enemy telling you, hey, they acting funny, da-da-da-da-da, sprinkle this pettiness, da-da-da-da-da, don't celebrate, instead, let's throw some shade, da-da-da-da-da, and then let's be passive aggressive and act like we didn't say it, act like we didn't mean it that way. Da, 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 da. Yeah, that's the enemy got you acting like that. Why? Because you got jealousy in your heart and you've given him a place, okay? But the word of God says, believers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, worthy of respect, whatever is right and confirmed by God's word, whatever is pure and wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace. Shabbat. Whatever is admirable and of good repute, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think continually, repetitiously, constantly on these things. Center your mind on them and implant them in your heart. This is the Amplified version. Center your mind on all those things and implant it in your heart. When something is implanted, guys, surgery is involved. Think about it. When people get something happens, I know a friend when I growing up back home, a little young boy got into a car accident, and a car ran over his leg. It was a bad accident, so he got an implant in his calf because he had lifted, you know, worked out and everything, and his calf muscles were big. Well, after the car accident, that one calf wasn't, and so the doctor implanted I guess some silicone or whatever it was, put an implant in there to create a calf muscle for him. Now, he didn't keep working out, so he did have one calf that was bigger than the other one. What's up, Carlos? Nevertheless, he had that calf, though. It was implanted there. He eventually built that other calf up so that it was balanced. But, or a woman goes and get implants in her breasts, or, you know, folks get implants in their butt, or hips, or all of that, right? And man, listen, I'm not implanting nothing. I'm trying to get rid of some stuff, but, you know, that's a whole nother video. But hey, and that's a word within itself. You running around here jealous of this person, and what they got is implanted. It's a foreign object from somebody else, not an implantation from God. It's an implant from a doctor from something else. It's not even real, and you over there in your feelings. How you in your feelings about something that's implanted? Center your mind on the things that is wholesome, that is pure, that is worthy of respect, and implant them in your heart. When God does an implantation, see, gosh, anybody who's had surgery of any kind that has been cut open, they will tell you that it hurts. Okay, I have surgery twice. I had surgeries to remove grapefruit-sized fibroids from my uterus, and then I got a C-section. Okay, so I've been cut open twice. I know how it feels. It actually hurts very bad, but that's a natural pain. When God implants something in your heart, that's a supernatural pain. And they're right there. They hurt on a whole nother level. That right there will have you laying on your face, screaming out to him, saying, Jesus, listen, if you get me out of this one more time, just one more time. Everybody has that one more time. Lord, please, just if you get me out of this thing, I'm not going to do anything else. Everybody has that moment and that season in their life. And so when the Holy Spirit, when God is implanting something into your heart, the pain that you have to go through to recover from that, or that you're experiencing while doing that, man, it's tough. That's why folks don't want to repent. That's why people rather be petty and jealous and negative and do all those things, because it's easier to do those things because it pleases the devil, versus do the things that God wants you to do, because it's going to cause you to change. It's going to cause you to look in the mirror, you to look at your reflection and ask yourself, why am I acting the way that I'm acting towards somebody that didn't even deserve it? They don't even know I'm mad. They don't even know I'm in my feelings, but I'm sitting over here and I'm all just deep in it. You having pillow talk, gossiping, lying, doing all this stuff about this person who you once cared for, that you once loved, that you call bro, that you call sis, that you call friend. Now all of a sudden they're the enemy? What happened? What crept in? What did you let in? What door did you leave cracked for the enemy to come in and create that division? To create that pain, to create that pettiness, to create that negativity, to create that jealousy. No, I'm coming for you today. Listen, you got to check that at the door, because you are going to miss your blessing. Because while you sitting at home in your feelings, jealous and feeling some kind of way about what they're doing, remember, you're not focused on what you need to do. So nothing is happening for you. You're constantly regressing while they're progressing. You're digging deeper and deeper, getting more and more in your feelings, more and more in your feelings. Next thing you know, they're gone on. They got a whole new circle and don't even think about you anymore because of what you created in your mind that caused you to act out of that jealousy, out of that spite, out of that negativity. Nobody in their right mind who is positive and pursuing something want to be around people that think and act like that. Nobody. You deserve to get cut off. You deserve to get pushed aside. You deserve to get limited access. You deserve to get no access. You deserve to get unfriended. You deserve to get unfollowed. You deserve to get blocked. You qualify for all of those things. Because you continue to justify that jealousy so much so that you made it into an excuse. And now you have destroyed a healthy relationship or the potential of one because of what you failed to get free from. I know you felt it before. You don't have to walk in a room to hear a conversation. Thoughts have a presence. Especially if you have a strong spirit of discernment and a gift prophetically, God will show you what's been said without anybody speaking a word. That's how powerful it is. And if this is resonating with you, if you know that that's you, you're that person, just repent. Like, God, listen, I'm sorry. Cleanse me of this. I didn't realize that it had ran that deep. I'm sorry. Apologize to that person and move forward. Or no. And just stay over there. Either way, the person that you are exuding that jealousy and negativeness towards eventually is going to see it and move on anyway. So you got to decide today, are you going to stay in this jealousy and continue to justify so that it becomes an excuse? Or are you going to do what the word says and think on the things that are honorable, worthy of respect, that's right and confirmed by God's word, that's pure, wholesome, that gives you peace and give the people connected to you peace too? You got to pick a side. Choose ye this day. What you going to serve? That jealousy that comes from the devil? Or you going to serve this peace and wholesomeness that comes from God? It's as simple as that, guys. What are you saying to yourself about your promise, baby? For those of you who desire a child, listen, I want you to understand, your baby's ready in heaven. He's ready. She's ready. They are ready in heaven, ready for you to activate your faith. Do this work. Get that negative stuff out of your heart. Get that negative stuff out of your spirit so that they can come. So you can provide a safe place for them. You know why? Because you teach what you know, but you reproduce who you are. And if you are a person that has this negative, jealous spirit, you're going to reproduce that. Ain't nobody got time to be raising them. No. No, we don't need that in the school system. We don't need that in the courts. We don't need that on the police staff. We don't need that in the restaurants. We don't need that in this world right now. We got enough, okay? This next generation got to be right. It has to be right. So guess what? You got to get right, mama. You got to get right, daddy. You got to cleanse yourself of all of that stuff so that you prepare the right environment. So when this supernatural, incredible blessing shows up, they can thrive. They can prosper. They can be proud to call you mama. They can be proud to call you daddy. They can love you and be excited to you. They don't run and get shame when they see you show up to the school because they don't know what you're going to say or what you're going to do. No. Prepare now. Prepare now. Do the work now. Activate your faith now. Become that person now. Once you do the work to become the person, the promise will show up. It's as simple as that. Now, it's hard. It's hard. The work is hard. It's going hard. It's difficult. It's frustrating. It's all of those things. But it's worth it in the end. It's worth it, guys. It's worth it. Awesome. Thank you so much for watching, for sharing, for commenting, for interacting. If you felt fed from this message, if you got some substance out of this, if you got convicted from watching this, or you just felt inspired and encouraged, whatever the case may be, let me know. If this message has blessed you in any way, shape, form, or fashion, share this message. I want to encourage you also to sow by supporting financially as well. Straight Talk Woman Talk International is recognized as a charity that you can donate to, okay? We are finalizing the details on our 501c3, but we are recognized by the state as a charitable organization. So you can give as well on the website, straighttalkwomantalk.com. All the details are there. Our whole focus is going to supporting women on their fertility journey. For that woman, again, the supernatural part, the purpose midwife, I am here to assist them in that process pre-pregnancy. So you can believe again, you can have the confidence, you can have the faith to even want to continue and to try. We have so many things planned. We have my 3-part docuseries on the website, straighttalkwomantalk.com. We also have my book that you can pre-order now. It's entitled, You're Not Infertile. You're just not in timing. You're not infertile. You're just not in timing, which also includes my supernatural prayer strategy. And then we have our live events that are getting ready to take place throughout the month of October. Every Saturday in October, we are coming together to have some conversations on conceiving our promises from God. All the details are on the website, straighttalkwomantalk.com. Go check it out. Let's connect. Let's do the work, y'all. Let's do the work, okay? Share this video. I love you, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.